Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm a real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Oh, welcome, Chris. It's the final episode of our buyer exclusive buyer negotiation series, and I think we've got a bit of a fun, juicy, jolly
bizarre.
That's what we're going. Negotiations. Bizarre buyers.
Yeah. So we thought for today, we've done a series of seven. This is on the, well, series of eight, including this one. And we just thought of summarizing. We talked about recapping and we realized that we touched a lot of points we wanted to through the series. So we thought today we just, again, unveil behind the curtain some bizarre things that have come up in some negotiations. And we're going to rapid fire. We're not going to hopefully talk too fast. But each story is probably going to be 30 seconds in length, just to give you an idea of some weird and wonderful ones that come through. Who's kicking us off?
I think you can, Chris, because ladies first.
Is there anything wrong with being a lady?
Sorry?
Is there anything wrong with being a lady?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. But
telling your mate who's a man, who's a lady, for some reason, something works.
Woodwork table. So during a negotiation with a property, I had a double garage at this massive woodwork table that had obviously been there for decades. We were informed during the process that would be an inclusion to be left behind, which is bizarre because, one, it would stop us putting our cars in the garage, and secondly, the reason that was given to us or wanted to be given to us was if they moved it, it would fall to pieces.
Wow, interesting.
Needless to say, we didn't want it as an inclusion.
Did you get rid of it?
Correct.
Perfect.
On you?
Well, no. We have cooling off periods, Chris. Typically, how long are they?
42 days is standard.
42 days?
Anywhere from between 30 to...
No, cooling off.
Oh, cooling off period.
Cooling
off,
not settlement, cooling off.
Oh, is it cooling off period? 5 days? Five, so seven, or 10?
It's 5 business days standard. Some people request 10. We've had a 17-day request of a cooling off period.
When you said seven, before the, obviously off air, you said 17. I just assumed you meant settlement period. Why was it 17 cooling off days?
So they'll just... weren't sure about finances and they...
Were these business days or just 17 days?
17 business days.
17 business days. So that's 3 weeks and 2 days.
Yep.
Bizarre.
Now, luckily enough, this buyer was the only buyer and it was included in the settlement period. But it's just...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So the settlement period already started. Yeah. Makes sense. That's the same as a two.
But to have...
most cooling off periods, that's how they work.
Yeah. Come on. But had to have 17 days.
Yeah, weird. I had a vendor once during the negotiations they'd done a request with Jones Lang LaSalle to have an official evaluation done on their property, who hadn't actually come out and seen the property at all and gave a valuation of 1.95. All that sounds fine. Apart from all the comparables, and our offer was currently sitting at 1.5. So
bit of a gap there, Chris.
Big gap, but it really threw a curveball or a wrench into things because the vendor then believed it was worth that much. And any negotiations we did, we ended up securing it, but they were quite unhappy. The agent let us know, and the agent was fine about it, but the agent was like, they're quite unhappy because they'd been told 1.95 from an established valuation company and then sold a thing for us to 1.57, they were very disheartened. I sympathise with them, but a bizarre scenario. On you.
Yeah. Feng Shui. So
that old martial arts fighting... No, not, that's not...
No. It,
no.
Couple were going to buy a property somewhere, I believe, in Chatswood.
Yep.
And got all the... going to be a big price... got right to the end, and the Feng Shui master said the door was slightly off.
So had a Feng Shui master come?
Yep.
And assess it right at the end?
Right at the end.
And he said it was 1 degree off or...
Yeah, something
tell
so...
me, tell me it's 1 degree, even if it's not true. It's just funny.
0.5.
Yeah, right. That's not funny.
A degree.
So I told you one would be funny. That wasn't... No kidding. harsh marker.
Most of my jokes aren't funny, so it's all
I
right.
Had a, we had air conditioner. So we went, had seen the property itself. There was an air conditioning marked in the property. One of those old school sort of boxy ones.
Yeah.
We went back into the property to a second inspection. We noticed it didn't work.
As a great buyer's agent would.
Of course. Well, should have done it the first time around, but anyway, second time, through before any contract signed, went back and tested everything. No, afraid not. We'll try to be. We then identified that the, well, it was one of those old box ones, you know, from the 1960s and 70s. It had been gutted and removed. So the shell was still there, but there was actually nothing inside. And we asked for it to be removed as inclusion. And initially the response was, it doesn't need to be removed as an inclusion because technically there is still an air conditioner there. And as we know on inclusions, it doesn't say whether it's working or not. So there's an air conditioner there and it's just not working. We ended up did get it removed from the inclusions, but just my buyer was very confused. And again, we say that word. It was bizarre.
It was bizarre. Trying to sign a contract.
Yep.
Just near before Christmas. And the purchaser, or one half of the purchaser, was a solicitor themselves, but not in property as a solicitor. Was having an argument with the vendor's conveyancer over some technicalities of a 66W. And it is quite interesting watching a conveyancer and a solicitor go at it.
Dispute.
On the phone.
Not all solicitors are created equal.
No. A bizarre sight.
No doubt. On me, but I've only got one more. You might have two more, so we might round off with two more for you, but I don't know. I had the tree in the backyard, which the vendor wanted to... retain the tree. They wanted to take the tree with them.
That's
and it was a lovely tree. Been there for 17 years. It was 17 years, as same age as their son. And why we know that was buried under the tree when the tree was originally planted was the umbilical cord of the son. So we understood it meant a lot to them. We definitely allowed them to keep that. You know, to mark that as them allowed to take the tree away.
I'm sorry. I mustn't be as attached to sentimental for umbilical cords is
others are. It can mean a lot. On you, shopping centre lady, I had.
I'm going to finish on that because I think that's okay. A cracker. Another one.
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas. So a house had been completely renovated inside and out, and I even mean like more than cosmetic. Underneath, they'd actually put new fans for airflow. The whole shabam. New kitchen. And the potential purchasers who ended up purchasing it wanted the stove to go back to a gas.
So it was just electric, electric stove.
Quality electric stove as well.
Can I ask, before the electric stove put in, was it gas originally?
Yes, yeah, I'm fairly certain it was gas.
Wow, okay,
and So they did it? They actually ended up just changing settlement price. So they bought it under hammer, and then they were going to buy it, but just to save issue, they actually just...
So they bought it under hammer, but with the request to be changed to gas?
It got negotiated after.
Yeah, okay.
The price would just be changed and they could pick their own. And the last one to finish off is a house where a lady was buying on behalf of her boss.
Mm.
And a couple of things happened here. We asking 3.5. She started at the open home bizarrely, came out with 3.1 offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds fine.
Obviously, we just turned around and said, you're buying one bedroom? And then, so basically to...
try and beat you up as the most ethical, nice real estate agent ever and just give an old lady a clip around the ears. But yeah, go on.
Tongue in cheek there. But and she just jumped up 200 grand. I was like, okay, 3.3.
Oh, she just came straight back
straight back with 3.3. Now, some could say that's where she started or whatever. I'm just like... just bizarre. Someone's jumped up 200,000. Just like, then it moved on where ended up being the purchaser, and we're trying to get this contract signed. We're ready, and she's just delaying it, like one day to the next, and we're about to pull the pin on her, just be like, look, we're not going to sell it to you or whatever. And then we went to sign it during the middle of the day, and she said, I can't be there for like at least near 5 o'clock, and. We were like, no, you need to get here now to sign it. And she's like, I can't. So we spoke to Ranghurst List and said, this deal's not going to happen if she's not here in the next 10 minutes. And he's like, she's just in the shopping center up, not like the local shop.
What are you talking about? She's just here. She can do it now.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it was just the blaseness of it.
And did she come straight and sign it, or did she wait 8 hours?
No, she came.
Do you reckon that was because the solicitor told her to?
A bit of that, and yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so on to me. That basically pulls it to the end of this one. We're going to do another series on this for the seller's editions of negotiation.
So I was
going
to say before, you do get to your little fun part to me is...
Correct.
Chris, I think it's been fun.
Yeah,
I think
good.
I hope the viewers have enjoyed Listeners. It. If you've literally coming for this episode, recommend just even
start from the beginning and go again.
Start from episode one, but go
always
back.
Always recommend that. This has been a nice little series on all the do's and don'ts of buyers when they're going to buy property and through that negotiation process.
And the episodes, we try and keep them short and sharp, so we can't unfortunately cover everything in all scenarios. But if you do want to reach out one of us or your trusted advisor, recommend
it. You do so. All right, three quick questions from me. So during an open house on your own, what's the worst insect, reptile, or animal that has appeared during the inspection, dead or alive?
Spider.
A spider. I thought you'd say cockroach.
Some kid dropped a plopper in a toilet that wasn't working. So
that's none of the three things. No. Sure. Okay, if you didn't work for Shet, you wanted to work for another agency, which one would it be?
I'd start up my own.
That's not bad. I had that as a maybe.
I would start up my own.
Yeah, done well then.
I don't think I could work for others.
You don't have to go that far. You could just start my own aspirational rather than blacklisting. But anyway, can you just confirm for our viewers that when we went go-karting last year that I did not hit, there is no vision or recording of me hitting your girlfriend off the track?
There is no vision.
Correct. So it didn't happen.
Chris.
That brings us to an end.
Do we have vision?
Sorry, we just ran out of time. We've got a call. I'm getting the signal behind it. We've got to wrap it up. So thank you all for dropping by. I hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Yep.
Like, share, subscribe. Genuinely, please do that. That means a lot to us. And this is episode 43.
43, have we got our numbers correct?
I hope so. So we are etching very close
to the half century.
And I wonder what we'll do in the year. 52nd episode. We have to do something special.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you for
enjoying, guys.
Cheers.